Good morning, Auroville. Today is Monday, 18th of March, and right now it's partly cloudy on 25 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says mostly cloudy in the morning, then clear. Temperatures would be ranging from low of 24 to high of 30 degrees Celsius. Easterly winds at 5 to 20 kilometers per hour. For later on, they predict clear, again with easterly winds at 5 to 15 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 76 and will drop on 55% by noon. Moon is waxing crescent and illuminated on 35%. The 21st of March, the sun cut the celestial equator in two. Day and night are equals. And Auroville's troubadours meet at Mark Coffee at 4:30 p.m. at the visitor center, just to share poems and Gordon playing the flute. Auroville troubadours are Anu, Alan, Anandi, B, Menakshi, Norman, Susmita, Roger, and you, if you may want. On the same day at 5:30 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan, we are invited to a meditative musical, Bansuri and Vonkal, concert inspired by Raga Kirvani and Raga Ahir Bahariv, with Bansuri flute Keys and Keys van Bokstel, and Vonkals and Tampura with Caroline from Auroville. Adi Shakti team informs us that on Friday at 7 p.m. at Adi Shakti, Dr. W.I.T. Mitchell from University of Chicago presents a lecture, Seeing Madness, with slides and film clips, preceded by a short film, Crazy Talk. And here's a special announcement from Adara, Christine, Dawn, Jeanette, Marie-Ange, Michelle, Mita, Monique, Paul Vincent, Tapas, which says, quote, "We, a group of concerned Aurovillians, have agreed to call a general meeting in order to discuss the impasse in which the working committee finds itself, an impasse which is symptomatic of much deeper issues within Auroville. This general meeting will take place on Wednesday, 20th of March at 4:30 p.m. at the Unity Pavilion. On Friday, Saturday, 22nd and 23rd of March at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture and International Zone, a musical made in Auroville, Sorcery at the Sea, will be performed. The doors will be closed at 8 p.m. and is not allowed to take pictures during performance. And the story starts, 7 years ago, in a storm at the sea, ship went down and all hands were lost except for two lovers. As they are saying, we should be prepared for adventure, storms, true love, pirates, hidden treasure, and a magical elixir. On Saturday, the community is invited to their annual open day at Life Education Center between 9:30 to 12:30. They would like to share their experiences and display the works of young women whose lives are being touched through our various activities and education at Life Education Center. Life Education Center is located beyond Ganesh Bakery, opposite of Isa and Balai School, towards Alan Kupan. And following is the announcement on Tamil Nadu workshop, which says that under the auspices of the Tamil Heritage Center and Arulwazi Training Center, a workshop will be held on 29th and 30th of March with delegates from Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Auroville who will attend the workshop. Theme of the workshop is All Life is Yoga. Year is around and the German Pavilion will present Each One Teach One projects again. Each One Teach One and the Five Elephants, break dance and rap music for peace in the German fusion, will be held on 30th of March at Visitor Center with four German D-Boys, DJ and breakdancer Sanha alias DJ Solar Solar Plexus, Danny as Reza alias KOTXX and Nico alias Nico Rock, Aikido teacher William Schmeckis and graffiti artist Huli Horole alias 44 Flavors. The German peace program Each One Teach One is collaborating with IAT, Auroville Institute of Applied Technology and Mohana Mute Project since 2005. Coordinator of the project is Anne Schmeckis, a frequent guest in Auroville and senior teacher at UNESCO School in Germany. And it said that there is nothing more connecting people than music, dance and art. After the successful show of last year, again contemporary hip-hop culture meets traditional Indian music and dance. The day before, on 29th of March at 6 p.m. in Aurodayan Gallery, they will have inauguration of 44 Flavors graffiti, mural and a breakdance. On 24th of March at the Ashakti Sport Complex Dana, we are invited to first Auroville Athletics meet between 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. and between 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Participants will be children from all Auroville and outreach schools and all Aurovillians and friends. Activities would be 100-meter race, 800-meter race and long jump, in categories men and women above 12 years old, and special races for children from 5 to 7 and from 8 to 11 in the evening. Solan Kitchen team informs us that there's no tiffin filling on Sundays, and they would like to remind everyone that on Sundays, the Solan Kitchen team is not able to fill any tiffins, as they are working on Sundays with the reduced staff. From Food Link comes the special announcements, because they are taking care of our basic needs food, and the Food Link itself does not include only distributing the food crops grown within our remit, we're working towards ensuring Auroville's overall food security. They would like to develop as a clear service unit, and they would like to delve and develop more the ways to go one step further towards a moneyless economy. But Mother's Dream can be only realized together. And if you're inspired to help or co-create a small, strong team in the service of food for our community, please contact Inge at Foodlink between 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. from Monday to Saturday near Solar Kitchen and New Purtus Distribution Center. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen sunlight in water with Aquadin. This video film describes the research and work of a team of Auroviliens fascinated by the mystery that is water. On Tuesday at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, the French Pavilion presents Who Does the Healing? Documentary on Jean de Dieu and his spiritual healing in Brazil. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall this week, they follow the music series, where they will bring to us, through this series, a fascinating array of music and people who made them. Tonight at 8 p.m. we can see documentary Joe Strummer, The Future is Unwritten, which was made in Ireland in 2007 by director Julian Temple. Tomorrow there will screen two documentaries with Brian Eno, Imaginary Landscapes and Another Green World. The first one was made in UK in 1989 by director Gabriela Cardazzo, and the second one was made in UK again in 2010 by director Nicola Roberts. And on Wednesday we can see biography documentary George Harrison, Living in a Material World, Part 1, made in USA in 2011 by director Martin Scorsese. The divine puts on appearance of humanity, assumes the outward human nature in order to tread the path and show it to human beings, but does not cease to be the divine. It is a manifestation that takes place, a manifestation of a growing divine consciousness, not human turning into divine. The mother was inwardly above the human even in childhood, so the view held by many is erroneous. Roach Urbindo. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on auroviliradio.org. Thank you.